Congratulations, that first win of sub-state. You guys really took it to Russell and just made the statement early on.
We wanted to. I mean, anytime you got a 1 and an 8, you know that number one needs to jump out quick and try to get number 8's team their heads down a little bit and throw that doubt into them and say, hey, this is the way it was supposed to be on paper.
You guys also taking advantage of some early turnovers as well in transition, getting some good shots and 16 points and under the first 2 minutes of the ball game.
We're hoping. We told them let's press, let's come out, let's see if we can kind of rattle them early and kind of throw that doubt into their mind. And the mental part of the basketball game or any sport really is such understated by a lot of people. I mean, it's just not physical skill. It's that mental part is a big part of everything.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here tonight. Here post-game, Scott City winning it here, 81-29. Took the 44-13 lead in the break, 71-19 after three, and both teams scoring 10 points in the fourth quarter. And you were able to get a lot of your players in, all your players, all 11 suited up tonight, and all 11 scored there, and it got quite a bit of playing time for a lot of those younger kids.
Well, it gives you a chance to rest your legs also as far as, because it's going to be, if you can make it to the finals, it's going to be a tough Friday, Saturday. But, Matt Jenkins was sick all last week. That's why he didn't suit up tonight. But he'll be suited up on, Friday to have that 12th guy. But the other guys, they've practiced well. It's kind of scary as well as how well we practiced yesterday coming into today. You just, can you back it up? Two good ones in a row.
Well, even your own kids that came in there, they did a good job of moving the ball around from side to side on the offense.
Yeah, they do. It's almost like they run a delay game sometimes.
Yeah.
We're trying to get those guys more aggressive and more confident in their shots. And, they're going to be okay in the future. Everybody's going to look and say, well, you lose your four best players. And, we got some guys that by the time you change your combinations around with Bo and Dylan stuck, playing with those other three guys, they're going to be okay. It's going to take a little bit of time.
All right, you move ahead here. It's a Friday night game in Beloit. Make the 3.5-hour trip there. It's either going to be Minneapolis or Ellsworth. They tip off here in a few minutes. And Minneapolis 15-5, Ellsworth 10-10. That's the third time they're playing this year in those first two games. We're 7 points and 5 points a final total for Minneapolis, and that could be a pretty good one.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of sit back and wait and kind of see what happens. You never know for sure. And with Alex, coaching Minneapolis, you want to cheer for him, but at the same time, you don't really want to play him. But we're going to play wherever lines up against us and do the best that we possibly can. So that's just kind of the nature of the beast as far as when you got guys that have played for you coaching for other schools at some point.
And also here before we let you go here, four seniors playing their final home games. Chance, Trey, Brett, and Sloan here and varsity here in their four-year careers here. Not all of them played 4 years, but they only lost one home game here in their 4 years and were undefeated in league play here at home. What a special run it's been.
It's been real good. That's quite the feat right there. Pueblo East is probably the team that beat them, for their only home loss. And, to kind of go through all that without any league losses, here is an incredible feat just because, the toughness of the teams in our league. If you look at Holcomb year in, year out, then look at a couple others, they kind of bounce up and down. That's an incredible feat, and it's been real fun with those four guys. They always come to play, and every now and then you kind of get on them, and they kind of bite back a little bit. But that's what you want out of competitors. You don't want those little sheep that are going to do everything you say without any emotion. And I think a big part of their success has been based on emotion.
All right, Scott City winning it here to go to 20-1 on the year. They'll take that record into Beloit on Friday nights with the 81-29 win. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. We'll talk to you later in the week.
All right, sounds good, Adam. Thanks.